Blog Talk Radio.
Know that you are live.
Yes.
Yes, you're live.
Yes, this is Sunshine calling in for Velvet Rope Management on behalf of Janae.
Okay, what's going on?
Yes, I'm just calling in to give the fans and everyone an update on our movement. We have what I do for the company is basically I find the artists, get their management, distribution, radio airtime, and different packages that we offer them, different services that we offer them. And as well as
okay,
the
I believe Velvet is with us now.
Repeat that again.
No, I'm saying Velvet.
Velvet Rope Management. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're there, Velvet?
Are we there with Velvet?
Yeah, because she's supposed to be calling in. But I guess so I can tell the, everybody what's going on until she gets on.
Okay.
Yes, we have this. Go ahead, Destiny.
I'm just basically, like Erica was saying, we just, with Miss Velvet, we just trying to, promote, push the movement, whatever we got to do, So, Texas to fill in the team and shout out, man. We just blasting that movement.
And to basically get the artist moving in the direction that they need to be in, just as well as being an artist.
Right.
Okay, well, just to let you know, this is you all show, so you can just talk about what you got going on, basically. And then when I see some callers, I'll let them on and talk to you all.
Okay.
Go ahead. Destiny is going to take it over for the rest of the show because I'm a little under the weather, so she's going to take it from the rest of the show.
Yeah, cool. Is this Mr. Jones?
Yeah. So you can go ahead and let everybody know what's going on.
All right. So we can basically, again, like Erica said, we basically just trying to, just network. Also, just promote, Texas and Philly entertainment, the management, whether you're looking for management, whether you're looking for booking. We just make movies and we just try to network with independent artists and anybody else that's about their music. It's about their craft, That's what we're about. But, man, Eric, get better, man.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to jump off you guys. I'm really ill right now, so I'm going to jump off. Y'all have a good night, and Destiny, call me after the show.
All right. Okay.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night. So the question is I'm guessing we on now, so I'm basically I guess I just gotta tell you what I do, what movement I'm doing and things I'm doing, right?
Yeah, and then we got a caller if you wanna speak to one.
All right, let's go. Let's talk to this caller.
937-733, you are live.
Hey, what's up? This is Amber in Ohio.
How you doing, Ohio?
All right, how are you?
All right, tell us about yourself and what you have going on.
All right, like I said, I'm Amber from Ohio. I'm a professional chef, certified chef, so, I can do, you can call me for your professional chef needs. I got you in home. I travel all of that. And I'm also an artist, a new artist. So I got three songs on SoundCloud right now that I had to record and figure out everything by myself for this. It's a lot of progress that I'm making. So I ask everybody check me out on SoundCloud under Gemini and Facebook, Amber Downs. And, yeah, that's pretty much what's up.
All right. So basically, what inspired you to be an artist? Because I know you say you're a chef. So that means you're cooking and you're doing the music, too. You're cooking in the lab, huh?
What do you say?
I see you cooking in the lab, cooking that music, huh?
Right. Well, you know, and when I was a kid, I was in, I took classical piano, so I got a lot of awards for that. So that's where the music started, but I've also always been a writer. But, you know, I was comfortable behind the scenes, but then I just started figuring, I just decided to give it a try for real. It's working out okay, so, yeah.
Okay. Do you have, like, any shows coming up or any chef events you have going on that you want everybody to know about?
Well, not currently yet. I have some things in Ohio going on, like on a smaller spectrum for the chef stuff in which I will promote that. But I will be opening my food truck in 2017 sometime during that year. So that's big, and hopefully it'll go you know, get popular real quick because I already have a lot of stuff set up for that. So that's gonna be real good. In terms of the music, I've had a few people invite me to a few shows that I've never done a show yet, but I'm thinking I definitely want to go ahead and knock that out too since I have interest. You know, might as well.
All right, well, definitely keep us posted about the truck, man. That's a big move and a good look, man. And definitely, man, do them shows, network with these artists, because you never know who's going to be the next Drake, you know? So,
absolutely.
Good luck to you, man. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And again, also, you can repeat the information for everybody to get in contact with you, your social media links, and any other way you would like to get in contact.
Okay, like I said, I'm on Facebook. I don't really do all the other stuff. So on Facebook, I'm Amber Downs, last name D-O-W-N-S. And on SoundCloud, you can find me under my real name or my alias, Gemini. And like I said, I have three songs on there right now that you can listen to. So I've been promoting my latest one a lot. It's called Just Breathe, so that's the one I really would appreciate if people do check me out. Check that one out for sure.
All right, well, definitely we'll promote you, and we're going to push that, and I definitely follow you, you know. So just listen out for the information that I'm going to drop, you know, to follow me on my social media, and also Erica, Ms. Velvet, also Mr. Eddie, you know, I don't know if you're following him now. If not, follow the man. That's Boss Man, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie's the guy.
All right, man, yeah. I will appreciate you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. All right,
man.
Hey, you ready for the next caller?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 313-510, you are live.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing tonight?
Fine, and you? How are you?
Good. My name is Sintel. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. Singer and songwriter. I got my latest single out. It's called Straight Coastin'.
Okay.
Anyone can check it out on YouTube. Just search my name, Sintel, C-I-E-N-T-E-L-L. I'm also on Instagram. Got my music up there. Working on my EP. yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, all right. So what basically inspired you to be an artist?
Well, actually, my grandmother inspired me. I used to work for her at her restaurant before she passed away, and she used to always sing, you know, while she was cooking and waiting on customers and stuff. So, I don't know, she really inspired me to want to sing, and just growing up listening to other artists on the radio. And I was like, you know what, I was always, you know, nervous about it, but then I said, you know what, I'm going to just go for it, and I've been taking off from there.
Okay, host, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, not you, caller. I'm the host there. They're not saying anything. Well, let me see, Ms. Jackson, are you available now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you're live.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening in.
Well, you can, because your other host isn't saying he want to take over.
Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and take over. Okay, and let me see where to start here. And you said what area are you calling out from again?
I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. And what's the scenery out like in your area?
Well, out here it's definitely a huge music scene out here. The weather is kind of, you know, getting snowed in right now. But
yeah,
yeah. I mean, Detroit is a pretty cool city for me. I mean, a lot of people are ready to move out because of the wet weather, but I'm cool with being here. Yeah,
I understand. Okay. And what projects are you working on currently with your movement?
Right now I'm working on my EP. It's called Verses of Love.
Okay.
It's going to be just mostly R&B and pop.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, my latest single, Straight Coastin', is on YouTube. Anyone can go ahead and search that. It's basically just Straight Coastin'. That's the title of it. And look me up on Instagram and Facebook. It's just my first name, C-I-E-N-T-E-L.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and then also, gotta bear with me here. I'm trying to get my mind together. Sorry about that. Basically, like, what do you see yourself within the next 6 months to a year going, you know, as far as moving with your movement and things like that, and where would you like to see progress come in?
Well, I would say the first and foremost, I just want to get this EP done and just get it mastered and perfected. And
right.
I want to start out locally performing and hopefully just go around the country and just start a little mini tour of just my latest music. But first and foremost is getting that music perfected and just get it down pack, like, before I do anything, before I even leave the house. So.
Gotcha, understand. So
yes.
I'm gonna vibe with that. Okay. And let me ask you this. What advice would you give any indie or unsigned artists that are just coming in the game? Like, what would you recommend them, you know, as far as pushing their music and just getting out there and really, you know, promoting yourself?
I would advise any artist to basically just come up with a plan, like, where exactly you see yourself. Like I said earlier, just get your music down packed and just know exactly what type of music you want to make, and get your vocal training, just get yourself together first before you go out into the world. So that's what I would advise anybody. Yeah.
Right. And what they don't understand, imaging is another deal, you know, nowadays when you see a lot of artists out here, a lot of people are somewhat having the same, you know, outcome of, you know, they want to be like this, that person. But it's always good to come out and just have your own, you know, your own image, you know, so people could really understand what your story is and, you know, what your movement is, you know what I mean? And they could separate you from the crowd. So.
Yes, definitely, yes. Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, we do appreciate you calling in and, you know, just giving us a little brief description of, you know, your music and your movement. So know, like I say, you're more than welcome to come aboard on the show anytime. And if you need something to promote, you can definitely hit me up on Facebook, Velvet Rose Jackson, or you can email us at texastophilly@gmail.com, and, you know, we'll definitely help you promote whatever you need.
Okay, great. Wow, I appreciate you guys, and shout out to Black Hour Radio. Shout out to Eddie Powell. Y'all have a great weekend and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm back.
All right, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man. Right. Yo, I'm loving this.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Carlos?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready for the next one?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All right, 323-867, you live.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
How you doing?
How about yourself?
Hi. It's Princess of New Hood.
Okay.
Hi. I was here to call in and say hi and to also promote my show, which has been moved to Sunday night.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon, actually, which is 3 to 4 on Sunday. So, listeners out there, I got enough guys, okay? I need ladies now.
I know, that's right, right?
Right? I need ladies now. I got enough guys. Not that I don't love my men. I like you guys as ambitious in music, but I need some ladies,
right.
Okay? So, ladies, if y'all listening, please tune in every Sunday, 3 to 4, and I still got Cypher Sunday. So instead of Cypher Saturday, it's going to be Cypher Sunday. And you guys could look me up. Follow me on all social media, Princess of New Hood. And I'll be throwing out different flyers and stuff like that. So I'll make sure I keep everybody updated. And, you know, and you guys keep it up. Keep up the good work. And
most definitely.
We need more ladies.
Yes.
We do.
And that's why we got a network, you know, so we can get
yes,
them on the ballpark. Yes.
Yes.
So they can be on
board. Maybe we can, when you're done.
Network together.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Connect and, like, try to reach out, like, do a ladies' night thing. Like,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Something for the ladies. Yeah, yes. And I think that would be cool.
Okay. So we're going to take out Zoom and put some ideas together, so.
Right? Yes. Oh, who's your other host? Because I hear two. I hear two hosts.
Yes, Miss Destiny.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm,
hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
All right.
Okay, so are we already connected on Facebook?
Yes, we are. I'm actually in the Black Tear group. I speak every so, yeah. So I have spoken with you and a couple of the other ladies in the group as well. And so, you know,
okay, cool.
So, yeah, so if you see me, you know, I'm Velvet Rose Jackson, if you see me in there, so that'll be me.
and I'm Destiny Palmer. Yeah, I'm
Destiny Palmer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to have to stay connected. And
of course.
Let's do, like, you know, your show ladies night, my show ladies night,
okay.
And get the other girls to do ladies night on their
show, definitely.
Too, as well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They ain't going to be ready for that show, though.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, they ain't going to be ready for that show.
That's
going
to
be
I got some ideas, and I'm like a freaking maniac right now with all this type of stuff. I'm like, okay, I need to pace myself. Calm down.
Right.
But I want to have fun, and this is fun to me. Like, this is something that
exactly.
will keep me happy, you know? Like, I love
right.
music. I love helping.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's so much I could say right now, but I don't even want to start because it's going to take up
the
whole show.
Right.
Yeah, so we're gonna see you on Facebook. You got to have a group
chat. Right. So, so connect with me. Artists is out there. Good luck. Good job. God bless you guys. Miracles and blessings to everyone. Shout out to Black Tear. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't even know how much to say to you. I just shout him out every day.
Hey,
right?
Mr. Eddie.
Hey.
Yeah, Mr. Eddie, man. Hey.
Ray, shout out to the whole Blackout Radio team, and let's get this moving. And good night, you guys.
You already know. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Carlos, what's up? What's up?
Okay, y'all ready for the next one?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bring them in.
Okay, I have 757-675 live.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Quantra Howard from QLN Entertainment. I host the show The Q on the Black Eye Radio Network. How y'all doing this evening?
All right. How about yourself?
Yeah, back to back. We gotta get you got another Black Eye Radio Network show up here. Now, I just kind of just got up here. So what you guys doing up here?
We just basically putting our foot in the door. So we basically trying to network and get to know everybody, and I'm glad you called in.
Definitely. That's what
we're doing
on our show. We did the same thing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah, this is
Texas to Philly, right?
Yes.
Look at you already knowing us. Look at it. We getting
up. I have to know. I announce all the shows usually around the beginning of my show. I usually announce all the shows. But I figured it was on one of the new ones here. So, but nice to meet y'all. I am the host of The Q. That airs every Friday at 6 o'clock. Got a big show coming up this Friday. It's a 2-hour Christmas special with one of our other Blackout Radio Network hosts, Mr. DJ Wilfred Cyrus. He's going to be with me. He's the host of The Rap Review, which airs the last Sunday of every month. His show debuts Christmas Day this Sunday. So you guys get a preview of what his show is and also get to check out some of the different things we got going on. Plus, we have a big, big challenge this Friday for all artists and rappers. We have the 8-bar challenge where I say a rhyme and then you come right after, with some best 8 bars. And then at the end, we decide who the winner is. And that winner gets a prize. We will not announce it yet, but it is a big prize. So you definitely want to be on our show this Friday, 6 o'clock. It's a special 2-hour show. And then even after that, we have a 3-hour show right after that. Next, the following Friday after. So we're stepping up even further. So definitely call into The queue this Friday. If you want to check out our show online, it's facebook.com/theq16, facebook.com/theq16. And if anyone's looking to email their music to us, we play independent music all year round on The queue. If you want to email your music to us, it is theclown@rockymail.com, theqlown. @rockymail.com. And you can also use that as an email if you want to get any special guest inquiries on getting on The queue or any graphic design or any graphic design inquiries or any graphic design inquiries or anything like that. Because I do the flyers for Blackout Radio, so I do the graphic design for Mr. Black Tear's show. So if anybody wants to look into getting any flyers done by me personally, email me at theclown@rockymail.com, theqlown@rocketmail.com. And again, follow the show, facebook.com/theq16. And if anybody wants to check out what our label is about, I run a label called QLN Entertainment. That you can check us out, facebook.com/QLNENT, Twitter, SoundCloud, and Instagram @QLNENT. Got a project coming out called Fridays Volume 2 coming out near the end of the year. Compilation mixtape has all of our artists on that. So definitely shout out to the whole QLN Entertainment team. We got big things coming up as well. Also got my boy DJ Killer Crazer. His Christmas mix volume, well actually no, Chris Anime mix is coming this Saturday to Sunday. So you get a chance to hear some anime music and some Christmas music, a whole bunch of stuff mixed in there. So if anybody wants to get themselves heard live on the mix, we're offering people a chance to actually send us a vocal tag. And he will put your name out there. Pretty much all you're saying is, hey, I'm listening to the QLN Chris Anime Mix presented by QLN Entertainment. You put your name out there, whatever you're promoting, for 20 seconds. That's a little special opportunity we're giving to everybody out here that wants to promote themselves. So, again, facebook.com/theq16. Check us out at facebook.com/QLNENT and email us at theclown@rockymail.com, theqlown@rockymail.com. Again, check out my show this coming up Friday, 2-hour special live Christmas special with DJ Wilfred Cyrus. All righty. But that's pretty much it. And just shout out to y'all, man. Join the network. That's awesome.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. All right. Y'all heard that. That was a lot of information. Y'all better keep calling in.
A lot of resources, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all ready for the next one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got 413-588. You are live.
Hey, everybody. It's Angels in the house. How's everybody doing?
We all right, how you doing? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Wow. So
all right,
nice
so
to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. Yes. No problem.
Tell us about yourself. What you got going on?
Well, I'm calling from Western Massachusetts right now, and
wow.
I got lots going on. Shout out to Black Tear, Eddie Powell,
hey.
Blackout Radio.
Hey.
And shout out to The Q. And just on that, shout out to Royal Crush, Takeover, and your show, and all the people that he's got. And all my family out there, I was born in Detroit, so I got to give a shout-out to my hometown, my birth town.
Hey,
everybody
Bertie.
There. Yeah.
Yep.
But I've been really busy. Just got the – I'm in a magazine called Untouchable Magazine with here himself, too. So
okay,
I got to give a shout-out to John Taylor and Untouchable Magazine and to my girl, my official photographer, Jen Burdick of Jen Burdick Photography. Yeah, she helped me make that happen. Shout out
okay.
to everybody who's helped me rise and all my fans. But, yeah, I got lots going on. The latest is I'm working with the Crip Hop Nation, which is representing the deaf and the elderly and the disabled people out there that are being discriminated by police and other people and
right.
about educating. So and lifting each other up.
They're beautiful.
And, so I got, thank you. I've been promoting them and helping them shine. We got a 10th anniversary CD coming out that's got DMC, of Run DMC, Daryl McWilliams. So I'm pretty proud. I've got a couple songs on that album that's coming out.
Okay.
So shout out to Leroy Moore and everybody out there in the Crip Hop Nation. So the K, because it's more than just about the music, you know?
Right.
All right. Right. Definitely a movement.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm using my talents and gifts to try to help others. Just, you know, it's not just about me and my ego. It's about doing something with these gifts that I've been given. So that's what that's what I'm working on. And then I got to give a shout out to DJ Flipside because we just released with the Wu-Tang Clan. Intel's our host. Yeah, I'm on a mixtape with.
Awesome.
Method Man, the Woo Files 2, and I'm on the Woo Files 4 mixtape, which is hosted by You Got Son Intel, so I got to give a shout-out to my crew over there at the Wu-Tang Clan family and all his affiliates that are on there and all the talented artists that are both, you know, they're all on all those mixtapes that Flipside's put together. Shout-out to Kenny Starr, too, for helping to produce that. Shout-out to my homeboy, Rez, who I'm probably going to be signing. I've gotten a couple of some record label deals, some independent ones, because I want to stay underground. But, so shout out to Absalom Records. And everybody out there, Black Tear, you, I don't know, people can't hold a candle to you and everything that you do and everything you've done. I'm just so grateful to you. And I will continue to support, and you'll be hearing from me, y'all, a lot.
All right, so
the callers,
so
please
let
hold.
Everybody know.
No, I was letting the callers know to hold, please.
Okay.
Callers,
yeah,
hold.
You can find me on Facebook under Angels ANNJEWELZ, and I got a SoundCloud underneath the same name. But yeah, hit me up. It's all about building and networking and helping each other. And I think that 2016 and 2017 have been one of the greatest years of my life, and 2017 is just going to get better.
Yes,
it's just
going to
get better.
So.
But I'm,
oh,
you know, I'm pulling people up from my local scene, too, and anybody I work with, I help, you know, to promote them, and because
right.
that's what it's all about. Working together.
All right.
So thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for expressing it. Everybody needs to hear that, man. That's what it's about, networking, y'all. It's about helping everybody, you know. Shout out again to Mr. Eddie. you know, because it take a lot. And for you to be well-known and you still show love, you don't have a lot of that, you know. So, Lily Bean, shout out Miss Velvet.
Yes, yes.
No doubt. Yeah.
Holding down the kid, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
shout out to you, though.
I'll put a friend request in for you also.
Okay.
You can be my friend on Facebook. I found you through his post, so. I like meeting
all right.
people.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Keep in touch with us and keep us posted on everything you got going on. And don't,
right,
I don't mind you
I
tagging
will.
Me because I'm going to tag you, though. I'm going to tag
okay,
you.
Okay, cool.
All right,
sounds
thank you for,
good.
Thank you for calling
Queen.
In and sharing that with us. And you have a wonderful night.
You're welcome. Thank you, Queens. You have a great night, King. Everybody, be safe, be healthy. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace. Peace, love, and soul. Yo, what's up, caller?
Okay, let me know when y'all ready for the next one.
We ready.
Okay, I got 305-290. You are live.
305, Miami.
What's good? What's good? This is Willie Hayes, your main resident stain.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Yo.
How you know? Just breathing that good reefer out here in L.A. right now.
Hey, yes, sir. I need to come to L.A. with you.
Yeah, you know how weed do.
Oh, I hear you.
You
going to that
real quick, I just want to say shout out to Black Tear real quick. You know what I mean? Like, y'all been
yeah.
running for a while, so shout out. You know what I mean?
Shout out.
That's what I'm talking all right, about.
So tell us about yourself, though. What you got going on, man?
All right, my name is Willie Hayes. I make that music to smoke to from Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm out here in L.A. right now, headed off on a Michigan tour. We're just going to straight do Michigan shows, like 5-6 shows in Michigan, I think like end of January, early February. Got another tour in February with a kid named Mad Max. I'm headlining that tour. Got another one coming in April out on the West Coast. We're going to do like a little West Coast run. So basically just knocking out shows, you know what I mean? Dropping new music videos, doing shows, doing what we do in hip-hop. And in the meantime, trying to help the young kids in hip-hop help find a lane instead of, you know, always having to like, I don't know, there's a lot of scammers in hip-hop, you know what I mean? Everyone want to pay to play
exactly.
nowadays. So I try to guide some of these kids out there like how to get around, how to move around so they don't get, you know, ripped off and ruined and turned off by hip-hop because, you know, just a lot of shady stuff out there.
Yeah, yeah, that's beautiful,
I agree
man.
With you on that.
Yeah. All right, so what inspired you actually to be an artist, you know?
What is the what?
What inspired you to become an artist? During your
I think just like music in general, I think inspires us all to be an artist. I think when I was younger, I don't know. I was always kind of awake in this world, and I always saw stuff wrong. And I just wanted to. I don't even care if they like my music. I just want a platform to be able to speak, so we could change some things around here. Because you know what I mean? It ain't right. It ain't right on.
Yeah,
I see. We live in paradise and we act like parasites.
I see. So with
right?
the type of hip hop you do, what artist inspires you?
I'll go back to the old schools, you know, like Cypress Hill,
yeah.
Total Devastation, a little bit of Snoop Dogg. I'm a huge Tupac fan. I'm a huge R.I.P. Idea. I'm a huge Idea fan. So I always like the smoking music. Yo, Tone Loc. I think Tone Loc was the first weed song ever. He had a song called Steve
right?
Sheba. That was what inspired me to do weed songs, like straight up. So, but, you know, like that and just, you know, besides just getting high, like I'm also part of the cannabis community. I'm trying to help, you know, get it legalized everywhere and all that.
Yeah.
So part of me doing what I do is just kind of like a way to walk around and saying, look, I'm an artist. I'm obviously like, you know, motivational and I'm doing my thing and I smoke weed. So don't give weed this, you know, look, Snoop Dogg's a millionaire. Dude smokes weed. You know what I mean? Like, don't give us this bad look or whatever. So I'm just out there trying to show everyone like, look. You know, there's different ways to use it. It's for different people in different ways, and ain't nothing wrong with it. And I'm trying to give some people some good music to listen to while they stone, because everyone knows when you high, you like listening to music.
Exactly right.
I mean, you got to be true to you, right?
Yeah.
What up?
Exactly. Be you. They either going to love you or hate you. Either way, you're going to keep moving.
Right.
Yeah, keep pushing, baby. I'm with you.
Pushing up like you're playing from the ground.
Baby. Already. You feel me? Yeah, man, you keep, hey, so other than that, man, hey, let everybody know how they can get in contact with you, like social media links, SoundCloud. All right,
cool. Yeah. Look, the name's Willie Hayes. There's two L's in my name. I mean, no. Let me. I said that wrong. I'm a little high right now. I always say this. My name's Willie Hayes. There's one L in my name, but I smoke two at a time. I even talk when I rhyme. So check this out. Everywhere you can find me on any social media link with this name, because I am the only one. I am an original. I don't do the real, the official, none of that. All you got to type in is
right. Say
that,
boy. Say that.
All you got to type in is WILEHAZE. Will E. Hayes, like Chuck E. Cheese. Willie Hayes.
Gotcha.
Willie Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Hayes, I get it. Hayes,
I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Shout out to you, man.
Okay. All right, shout out to y'all, man. I'm keep on promoting for y'all. I'm keep throwing y'all's links up. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. I'm sorry it took so long for me to finally get a hold of y'all on a time y'all were on that I could call in. But we're going to make it a little bit more frequent nowadays.
Of course. Yeah, right. We appreciate you for coming out.
Hey, no problem. I'm going to head off on this tour to Michigan in January, and I'll be seeing everyone sometime soon, and let's just have a session, have a good time.
All right,
y'all. Be easy. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
All right, peace.
Yep.
Hey, so y'all ready for nothing?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if y'all want to talk for a little bit and then go to the next caller or however y'all want to do it.
I mean, after this caller, we'll just, you know, introduce ourselves because I really didn't introduce myself. So, yes.
Okay, and all callers, please hold. 810-835, you're live.
How y'all doing tonight? My name is Carlito 810. I'm from Flint, Michigan.
Hey,
welcome.
What up?
And I want to just tell Willie Hayes I smoke weed too.
He's hey, see, I'm just starting, so I'm trying to see if I can ease that in there. You know, just listen to me, catch me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be with you too. I'm gonna be with you too. But go ahead.
Tell us about yourself. Yeah, I just wanted to let him know, you know, he's not alone, you know, high right now, so, you know.
Fly high, man, fly high.
Yeah, I got that. You know, I'm from Flint, Michigan, so it's legal up here, so we got that goody good. I just got done smoking some Gorilla Glue, and I'm stuck.
Tell us what you got going on, man. What's the project you got going on?
All right, I got an album out right now. It's called Born Identity. It's in all the net stores, you know, iTunes, what else? E-Music, all of them, Xbox Music, Beats Music, all that. Or you can go to my website, im810.com. That's im810.com. I got another album coming out in January. It's called Born Ultimatum. That will be available in all net stores as well, here and all overseas. And, you can reach me on Facebook at Carlos Carlito Johnson. That's Carlos Carlito Johnson. On Twitter, at Carlito810. On YouTube, CarlitoLito810. And on Instagram, at Carlito810. And, like, you know, if you just Google Carlito810, you can find me anywhere. And then, like I said, I got my own website, im810.com. So you can reach me there, too.
I'm in the light. Do you have, like, any shows or anything coming up that you're
going to
be doing?
I just did a show, like, a week ago, and it's on my line, on my timeline. I showed it live. And I got some shows coming up right now. I'm just trying to get the album done because, you know, January is next month. And I'm probably in 10 songs in. I'm going to the studio this week. I got, like, 5 songs to finish this week. So I got to get my artwork and stuff together. So right now I'm just trying to get all that together so then, you know, I can do some shows. And I've been doing shows all this year, so time to take a break and get this work out here. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So until then, they can catch your music at the links that you gave us, right? Y'all go check them out on YouTube, man. Y'all do that?
Yeah.
So, Facebook, Instagram. Hey, make sure you follow us back, though.
Tell me what it is. Follow you.
Just stay online. You're going to hear all that. We're going to do an introduction of us, you know, because we let y'all have a show right now. And put you because we getting our feet in the door. You know what I'm saying?
Where you from?
Show number one. We got you, baby. Trust me.
Where you from?
Texas.
Plus,
that's
I
Texas all day.
I hear that Southern draw. You know, all my family, all my family from Arkansas. So you know what I'm saying? All my family,
yeah.
my mom and my dad's family from Arkansas. So I spent, you know, a lot of my life down there. So, you know, I got family in Texas too. So when I hear that,
hey.
It's like, yeah, I know that. That's that Southern. That's that South, baby.
That's down South. Yeah, that's cornbread fed, baby.
Man, I need some cornbread too. Don't say
hey,
that. I need some cornbread. I need some. No, I need to come down and get some real cornbread. That's some green shit.
I know that's
yeah,
right.
Come on down.
I'm up north.
We sure got it.
Yeah, the girls don't want to cook up here. The girls don't want to cook up here. They want coach bags.
I'm in the wrong field.
I was just saying, but I'm saying down south, all women, a lot of women like to cook up here. They don't.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
They get their nails done and rhinestones, and I don't want nobody dropping. You can't be dropping no rhinestones in my food anyway.
Oh no.
You know
well, guess what? Well, let me wait. So let me ask you a question. I got a question for you. Since they dropping rhinestones in your food, you weigh about a buck 40, huh?
No, actually, I weigh 245, and I'm 6'3".
See, you've been eating then. You know what it's
no,
like.
No, wait, hold on. Let me finish. I cook. I'm a cook. I'm a bachelor. I'm a bachelor.
Oh.
I cook for myself.
Oh. Y'all hear that, lady?
No
Y'all hear that, lady?
You know what I'm saying? I cook for myself. I'm having a good day today. I just got news. I'm about to buy my first house. You know, I'm going to put down the clothing
car.
Congrats. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to live by myself, cook by myself. I'm good. I'm married to the money myself. You know what I'm saying? That's me. I mean, I got a girlfriend, but we don't live together, and you know, and I visit her, and I don't be cheating or nothing. I'm about that money. You know what I'm saying?
I commend you for that.
Only other woman I got is music. I love hip hop. That's my life. So,
yeah.
You know,
beautiful.
She got to deal with that. She's actually my mistress because hip hop is my wife. So, you know, she got to deal with that. You feel me?
Yeah.
So long as she can deal with that, we good.
Because
a lot of them can't.
Yeah, you're right.
And I appreciate you, Queens, for giving me a chance to get out here and promote my thing tonight. And I got to give a shout-out to Black Tear and, you know, Black Out Radio, you know what I'm saying, Quantrell Howard, Brad Bourne, you know what I'm saying, Royal Crush Keisha, Mr. Run, tell that, you know what I'm saying, the whole fam.
Can't forget Mr. Eddie, man. That's boss man. You understand?
You
got to start about throwing him in there.
Man, you know, I said, hey, look, I said Black Tear first. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's right.
That's
right.
First. You know what I'm saying? When I say Black Out Radio, I say Black Tear first because that is Black Out Radio.
I feel you, baby.
You know, it's a family. You know, he the head of the table.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can eat it.
Oh,
they know what to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
For
you
real.
You say that, though. You was my favorite one out of the whole thing today.
Oh, man, you got me blushing over here. I'm light skin too, so I'm like real yellow. So, you know, I'm probably got some.
Oh,
fam. So I'm,
look at
here. I'm blushing. And it's cold up here. You know what I'm saying? And it's cold up here. It's like 10 below right now. You know what I'm saying?
I feel for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 10 below.
We're going to
see
a
real appreciation
from Texas.
Yeah, I know. I'm coming. I miss Texas. I love Texas. You know, I love it. I remember the first time I went to Dallas, I couldn't believe it was glitter in the streets.
Oh wow!
The sun hit the streets downtown. I was like, "Hey man, look, they got glitter in the streets." I was high as hell too. I thought I was seeing shit. I was like, "This is good ass weed, nigga." Or they got glitter in the streets.
Real quick, y'all pause to hold real quick.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'm about to get off, man. I'm not like this month. Talk too much. Hey, I'm. Hey, I'm an MC. You know, I talk. Shit, that's what I do. Yeah. I get paid to talk. Hey. I'm sorry. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's understood, man. That's
you know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all cool. So it's like, hey, what's up? It's like, I'm talking to my homies. Shit, I'm ready to come to Texas. Hang out.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. That's how it's supposed
to
be.
For real. I mean, that's how the world's supposed to operate. You know, people supposed to be, you know, just supposed to be people and understand and overstand.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's overstood.
That's right. Overstood all the damn time.
Yeah, we on that Kendrick Lamar. Don't kill our vibe, man.
Huh.
Right. Please don't kill my vibe. Yep, that's the shit.
All right, so since you like this show so much, just keep promoting it because it's our first show and it's definitely not the last because we in this thing.
Right.
You understand
so
me?
Oh, I got you.
Looking out for us, you know?
I call on, you can ask Black Tier, I call on all the stations all the time. So just like I gave them pub tonight, I will definitely give you pub, for real. That's what I do. Because it's a big family. Y'all done let me talk and shit. I'm saying people are probably mad as hell, looking at their phone, like this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They'll be all right. They going to call back and try again.
Yeah, they gonna be all right. I mean, we ain't doing no harm. Shit, they got to be like, hey man, people connecting. You know, they got to learn that.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta be happy for that. So when it's daytime, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But y'all have a good night, and I will be. So y'all every Monday or every other Monday?
It's gonna be every Monday.
Every Monday.
Yes, sir.
I got you. I will be there.
Monday.
It's a date. It's a date.
It's a date.
It's locked in. Okay.
But I gotta tell my girlfriend that then. But I got a date.
Oh.
You know. She gotta know about
it. That was cool. Yeah. I don't think we creeping and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
But everybody, just tell her to call in.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Look, she can listen.
Just saying. Tell her to call in. She can listen in. Listen in on the date. I shout
her
out.
We cheat with music. That's what it is. We mad at music. You got to get used to it.
Right. That's what I tell my girl. If you can understand me and hip hop, because I done lost a lot of them because of that.
Right.
You know.
If
it wasn't hip hop, saved my life. If it weren't for hip hop, I'd be dead or in jail. So I can say that honestly.
Right.
Hip hop saved my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you know when they left, hip hop was still there. If they here, hip hop's there. When they leave, hip hop's there. When I got a problem, I can write it down and put it on paper and then walk away from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what made me a
better
hip hop. Made me a better person. You know, and for real, if you really take it for what it's worth,
shout out to hip hop.
Man, makes you a better person every time if you take it for what it's worth.
Right.
Because it's a lifestyle. It's a culture. It ain't just rapping in some Ferragamo and some gay ass bag and some funny ass jeans and shit. That ain't hip hop. Funny ass braids and shit. Talking about I don't like the old rappers. Man, get the hell out of here. When I see Lil Yachty, I'm choking the shit out of him. I'm serious.
Hey, you starting to step on my topic, man. Stepping on my topic.
I'm sorry, but when he said that made me mad. When you can't give it up for Big and Pop and the people that made it for you, that's terrible. You wouldn't be making money doing that garbage if it wasn't for them. You cannot. That's just understood.
They need their own genre to me. They need their own genre because that's not hip hop. You know.
Right, they do, but they don't need to speak out on what happened before them that paved the way. You know what I'm saying? That's like you riding a road down to your street. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, if somebody didn't pave that road, you can ride down the road down the street.
Wow. That was deep, bro.
Oh, some real shit. You can get to your house if somebody didn't pave. I'm a metaphorical person. That's what I do. When you listen to my music, that's all I do. I'm metaphorical.
I like it.
And ain't really no cussing. I don't talk about women. I don't degrade women because I got daughters.
Right.
And it's strictly my life. I just talk about my life. That's it.
Exactly. No lies.
Real shit.
All right. Well, guess all what? Right. You call in next Monday. You save some of that for us Monday because we're going to need
I got
in just in case I can't catch it. You feel me?
I got you.
Okay.
Monday.
Well, thank you for all calling in, and you have a blessed night.
Y'all have a blessed night, and thank you again.
No problem.
All right. Whoa. All this energy. All this vibe. Love hey, you. Y'all. Hey, call us, man. Listeners, man. Hey, y'all. Follow me, Destiny Farmer, on Facebook, DestinyPalmer. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Y'all follow me, man. Hey, we do this. You got something, Miss Velvet? They need to follow you too, though. Y'all follow up, man.
Velvet Rose Jackson on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, Miss Janae J967. You can also find me on Instagram, Janae Jackson or Velvet Rose Jackson. Make sure you come and shout out and holler at us. And, you know, we network from there and promote or whatever. You know, we're trying to, you know, be like family, you know. So don't ever think you ain't never got the support system out here. But we're going to go ahead and take two more callers before the show comes to an end. We do definitely appreciate everybody who has called in and gave us, you know, a little feedback on what they got going with the music movement and everything. We're definitely loving the vibe. So please continue to call in and vibe with us.
Yeah.
Okay, I got 918-210. You are live.
What's poppin'? It's Young Rowdy, a.k.a. YG Rowdy, the hardest white boy in L.A., though.
Rowdy.
I don't know, man. He said what's going on with you, man. What you got going on? Well, I'm about to drop a mixtape next week. It's called Respected and Connected, Volume 1 with DJ Lindo. About to drop it on Spinnerilla and Coast to Coast. You know what I mean? I already got one out. That's Haters Make Me Famous, Volume 1. That's Haters with a Z Make Me Famous, Volume 1 on Spinnerilla and Coast to Coast. Got 45K views. So my next one, I'm going to get it even higher. You feel me? That's what I'm on.
That's what's up.
Hey, so you got any shows or anything coming up? What's going on with that? Well, shit, nah, I ain't got too many shows popping right now. I'm waiting for the new year to come in so I can start getting on it. But at the moment, nah, I'm just focused on dropping hits, dropping projects.
Okay. Right.
All right. All right, so where can the people find you at on social media? Well, on Facebook, it's That Boy Rowdy. That's DatPoyRowdy. On Twitter, it's YG Rowdy, YGROWDY. On Instagram, it's Selfmade Young Rowdy. That's Selfmade, YUNGROWDY. SoundCloud, same thing. Selfmade Young Rowdy, YUNGROWDY. You know, YouTube, YG Rowdy, ROWDY. I mean, it's all the same thing. YG Rowdy, Young Rowdy. You can find me. Hey, you sound pro, too. You sound like you sound rowdy, man. Shit, I'm a white boy, though. I'm from the West, though. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
We rock with them, too, man. What's up?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it in. Go Boogie. Back here, though. Blackout Radio, you feel me? I do this shit all the time, you feel me? Much love to y'all. Keep grinding, you feel me?
For sure.
Yeah,
appreciate
you got
that. And definitely call back in and just vibe with us, you know what I'm saying? We family here, so, you know, we showing nothing but love.
For sure, off top. Fuck with me, I fuck with you. You feel me? The support goes a long way. Real recognize,
sure.
Real. Get respect.
You
back. Hey, you feel me?
For sure.
Stay true to you, baby. Yes, sir. All right, well, no thing to keep following and listening to that, man, but we appreciate you for calling in, man. Yeah, for sure. Good looking, 100. Y'all keep doing your shit.
For sure. All right,
man.
Have a blessed night.
Yeah, you too, 100.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all ready for the next?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got 346-319, you're live.
Hey, how you doing? Mr. Blues at Fatal Game Productions. Oh, that's Mr.
How
Blues at Fatal Game Productions. H-Town representative,
okay.
Man.
Hey.
Hey, I'm in this Texas, man. You know, I'm out in West Texas right now promoting, you know, shout out to 806. Lubbock, Texas, Amarillo. You know, I'm a Texas representative, man, not just H-Town. Down south, I want to do a roll call, man. You know, I got flows and error codes. You hear me? I got flows and error codes, man. So I want to shout out 213, you know, my nigga Mac D, 313, you know, they up in D-Town, you know, 214. That's where I got my studio at, Triple D, Dallas, Texas, 713. Of course, the hometown, 713, H-Town, up in Blackout Radio for sure. Mike Powell up in there, you know. My OG, G-O-D, 2007. I'm saying, here we go. So the topic of the night, I heard y'all talking about, you know, the different types of rappers, new school and old school. Let me hear what you had to say first before I say something.
It was just a guest that came on, and we was talking about different types of rappers, like the ones that disrespect the old school rappers, want to pave the way, like, you know, like they just trash, like Tupac and Biggie, disrespecting them, you know. But it was just something like that. It was something that was on their chest, so we just, you know, gave our feedback. That's basically it.
Right on.
So if you have anything to put with it, go ahead and say.
Well, you know, I'm a producer, you know, I rap too, and I tell all my artists, if you let me out rap you on the track, man, you're in trouble. So I try to pick out the artist I produce. You know, you got to be at least to out rap me if I'm the producer. That's how I pick the artist that I do with. But look, man, I'm open right now, man. And I hear a lot of brothers, man, out there, man. You know, and I'm, you know, you don't have no overhead with me, man. It's fam here. You know, as long as you got something and you for real about what you're doing, you're sincere, we're gonna get to the money. But you know, if you new school, old school, to me, it always been about the beats. You know, if the beats sound good, I don't care if you Pimp C, if you Bun B, if you two different artists right there, Bun B, a lyricist, Pimp C, you know, he swag, but the beats, man, if your beats ain't jamming, I don't care how good you rap, and that's no disrespect to what coast you from. If your beat ain't jamming, homeboy, I don't care if you're old school, new school. Some of these young, these new niggas now, young thug, he's stupid, but his beats, homeboy.
Right.
I mean, so you can take him off the track and put Rakim or Ice Cube on there. It's gonna be a different type of flow, and you're gonna be saying that nigga, but the beats, man. If your beat jamming, homeboy, that's to me, that's what separates the song. A lot of people can rap good, but can you make good songs? I'm from Houston, man. Everybody can rap in Houston, homeboy.
Right.
Can you make a good song though?
Exactly.
You know, I'm a producer, man. Everybody I meet, they come to my studio. I'm the coldest one. Just stick with me. I'm gonna take you to the top. You know how many times I hear that?
For sure.
Dudes from Wisconsin. Dudes from Dallas, Houston. Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you something about Dallas, Texas. Man, Triple D, stand up, 214. When I went there, I thought it was gonna be a swag city. That's gonna change my whole style. I'm from Houston. It's like, say the Bay Area and LA. Two totally different vibes. Man, Dallas got some good rappers, man. They got Dallas mixed up, man. Triple D, stand up, 214. They up in here. I've been around this joint 18 months, man. Yeah, but I'm ready to work, man. You know, my name Blue Jay. Play No Game Productions, man. I'm on all the social media. Play No Game Productions, Blue Jay. And if somebody get some people on SoundCloud and put Play No Games on there and they didn't got 4,000 listens, and when you click on it, they just using my name, they riding my name. Y'all be careful, man. Try to copyright the stuff and try to get this stuff legal, man. Somebody on SoundCloud got Play No Games on there, so when people click that in before they put in the production, and they got 400 listens, ain't even nothing on their page, man.
Yeah,
so your names and your stuff like that, when you got to catch your name and stuff like that, try to legalize. I mean, that's just a glitch. That's how the game go. I'm accepted because I'm going to still get my fan base and my people that mess with me, they mess with me. But people do stuff like that, man. You know?
Yeah, they definitely do. That's a good
yeah,
that you put
So when y'all go to
SoundCloud,
man, it's Play No Game Productions, man. You know, go on type the production if you got to. You're going to see the pictures pop up because they showing me love. Shout out SoundCloud. I'm an official artist. You know, they done already, you know, they done hit me on my page. I'm a fish soccer artist. And I'm trying to get legal, man, in the management. Anybody out there want 30% of some money? If you can give me some money, I'll give you 30%. Give me some money, I'm going to give you 30%. Let's go. I'm ready. And the artist,
you
got to work that. Let's go. Play No Game Productions, man. Mr. Blue Jay, 713 representative. But I'm in the D right now, Triple D. I got a nice studio on the D, man. God bless. You know, I'm looking out the window looking at 635 as the cars pass by. You hear me? I'm from Mo City. I'm from the hood. You know, so that go to everybody, man. 213, you know, my niggas out there for Slauson the Third, you know, stand up. You hear me? I say, man, I got a roll call. ATL, I done been down through there. You know, Pittsburgh, Zone 6, stand up. Metropolitan, man, you know, by the flea market, I'm down through there, man. I'm cross country before this. So when you hear me talking and you hear these beats, this is coming from real life experience. The music comes through me. It ain't no, I didn't sit down and say, I'm a bitch, man. You're gonna say the worst thing I hate about the studio. When the artists come to me, say, "Can you make a beat like him or like this?" It's time for them to go.
Right.
I don't make beats like nobody, and I don't want you to rap like nobody. That's a problem right now. You don't have to sound like nobody to be accepted. I don't know what's wrong with these young dudes. Everybody want to be the next somebody. If you can't come to my studio and let me hear something, and you don't sound like you trying to be somebody else. If you don't sound like nobody else and I hear that that's you, I don't care if it's some jailhouse raps. That's you, I'm going to go with that. But when you're trying to be the next somebody, I can hear you trying to be like him. No disrespect to who you're trying to be like, but let him get his money.
Exactly right. It'd be you. Yeah, do your own thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So like I said, once again, shout out Black Eye Radio, man. Black Chill, okay. Mike Pye, Triple D Stand Up, Texas, you know, California, East Coast. We down to the ATL. Super Slide DJs, man, they up in the Facebook fam. Here we go. You know, 2017, man, G-O-D, that's my OG. I love y'all, man, you know. Give me a look.
Okay.
Federal Game Productions, Mr. Blue Jay.
All right. Man,
I appreciate you.
We appreciate you for calling in.
Right on, right on.
All
right. Have a blessed night.
Yo, all right, thank everybody for listening, man. It's our first show, man. This is Destiny Palmer. Signing out, man.
Rose Jackson, you already know it, Texas Affiliate Radio. Make sure y'all tune in to us next Monday, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m.
And we out.
Yo, this is so hot.